Who's your hero? Maybe who are your heroes? Who are some of your heroes? Are they the same people today as they were when you were a little kid? Maybe they're totally different. We have different people that we've admired and looked up to for years and years and years. Now think about those people. Even historically speaking, throughout history, if you can meet anybody, who would it be? If you could have dinner with anybody, who would that be with? And now think about, would you really want to do that? Would you really want to meet your heroes? Conventional wisdom says that no, you should never meet your heroes. Why? Because you will be disappointed. Invariably, you will be disappointed because you will realize that these people are just people. They are, in fact, flawed. They will not probably possibly live up to the expectations that you are putting upon them. Think about different heroes that I have. I don't even know if I'd say heroes necessarily, but people that I think are amazing. Think about just modern day people. Think about like Bruce Springsteen. From a musical standpoint, I love Bruce Springsteen. Would I want to meet him? I don't know. Think about from an athletic standpoint. I love Tiger Woods, probably my favorite athlete. Would I want to meet Tiger Woods? I don't know the answer to that. Think about somebody that I admire immensely professionally, Dave Ramsey. Would I want to meet Dave Ramsey? And, I mean, the list goes on and on. Would you want to meet Abraham Lincoln? Would you want to have met Jesus Christ? And, you know, again, conventional wisdom says no, you'll be disappointed. But I say yes, I absolutely want to meet these people. I would absolutely want the opportunity to meet them. And for the very reason that people don't want to meet them is because it's not that I'll be disappointed. It's that I want to know that Bruce Springsteen's just a regular guy. And the more we have access to celebrity and famous people, I think that the sort of the curtains being pulled away on that a little bit more. You know, I know that Bruce Springsteen is very outspoken about, not necessarily outspoken, but it's recorded, well known that he has dealt with severe depression through his entire life. Tiger Woods has had his own public problems, and the same goes for probably everybody. But I would 100% want to meet these people. And I just, again, want to recognize and realize that these are just regular people. They may be immensely more talented in many areas than I am. They may simply be taller, be considerably faster, be more mentally strong than I am, way smarter than I am, all these things. But they're just people. And they're people that are doing extraordinary things. And I think that every one of us is capable of doing those extraordinary things. It's just a matter of, do I recognize that in myself? Am I giving myself the opportunity to do those extraordinary things? Or am I holding myself back because I don't think that it's possible? Do I have some kind of limiting beliefs that are stopping me from doing that? Am I caught in the same cycle? Do I go through the same motions every day for my life? And I'm just going to wake up 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, and have done the same thing every day. And if that's what you love and that it's awesome, well, then that's great. But I think all too often, it's that inertia that we're trapped in, and it's doubt, and it's crap that's been put on us. It's stopping us from trying to do things that we really want to do deep down inside, but we're just missing that one little piece of motivation or that one little piece of recognition, the realization. That guy can do it. That was Bruce Springsteen. That was Tiger Woods. Well, hey, if that guy can do it, well, then anybody can do it. Those are obviously extreme examples. So we need those people. We need these expanders, somebody who can do exactly that, who can multiply, who can expand my reality by me knowing them. And expanders come in every shape and size and in every single walk of life. You want to be an artist. You want to do more traveling. You want to start a company. You want to learn whatever it is. If you've never met anybody like that, and you perhaps don't really believe that they exist or that there's some unique circumstance which has allowed them to do it, could be, probably not. You need to meet these people. Whatever it is that you want, you need to find, seek out people that have done it, people that are doing it, and recognize that person is not that different than you are. It could be the same as you, but you will be able to find threads of commonality. You will recognize and realize you have probably a lot more in common with these people than you do different. Don't think that's true? I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes, the NFL's MVP, Super Bowl winning quarterback. His dad was a major league pitcher, and I'm trying to recall his name. Might be Pat also. Regardless, you can look it up. And I know that there are countless examples of professional athletes who have had kids who then go on to become professional athletes. Why? Because there's an expectation. That's certainly part of it. But they know somebody who actually made it pro. And the same is true in every industry, across every section of life. You know people, you are exposed to people, you live with them, you're related to them that are doing the things that you're interested in doing. So not only is it possible, it's just, it's commonplace. This is just what we do. It's not crazy that I'm an entrepreneur. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. It's not crazy that I'm a professional golfer. Everybody that I know is a professional golfer. It's just an expectation. It's my level. It's the temperature I'm comfortable with. It's what I'm used to. So you need expanders. You need to find people who are doing what it is that you are doing. And they're everywhere. These days you can find anybody. You can go on LinkedIn. You can follow them on social media. You can recognize who these people are. Find them in your community. Get introduced. Get involved in things that they're involved with. You don't have to go right to the top. I mean, you don't need to, if you're trying to become a professional golfer, you don't need to try to meet Tiger Woods. There are certainly people that you are, I can almost guarantee, one or two connections away who are doing what you want to do. So meet your heroes. Don't be afraid of that. Change your perspective on it. Because you're trying to live the life that you really want. You want to live how you want. And it's this limiting belief that's stopping you from taking the steps necessary to do it. Well, an expander, somebody who's doing what you want to be doing, could be what you need to start moving in that direction. In order to live how you want, you got to know how you want to live.